skies are upon us. Well, not really, but we can think blue skies. We can think beauty. We can think picture perfect. We have a lot of people that you love here on the Good Day program, and that would include Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, is off for the next couple of days. So if you are moved to save money, our advice, all the collectiveness here, we have a collective. This is just like communism. We're running a communistic program, a commune, and the collective thought is...
Communism!
Collective thought would have us believe there is a way to save a lot of money by going to the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStefan.com, because there are a lot of cumulative things that are there. Yes, we believe in communism here on the Good Day program. Everybody should share. Share and share alike, Jennifer. What do you mean we don't believe in communism?
Well, I'm an only child, but I do share.
Really? I think that's what Sonny said that.
Sonny?
Think about that.
Oh, no.
Sonny.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wah, wah, wah. No, that wasn't even the rim shot. That
television.
Was
television report coming up later on in the hour, Jennifer. A new reality show called Stars Are in Stripes.
Exactly. We'll talk about that. Plus a little conflict between Howard Stern and Sharon Osbourne. And, bum, 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 an Olympian coming to TV.
I thought that Sharon Osbourne was leaving. Why is there a conflict if she's leaving?
Because she's not leaving yet. She has to finish out her season with America's Got Talent.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Help yourself to that. Meanwhile, the issue, one of the issues of the day, I'd like to see us perhaps explore this on the Twitter and Facebook, our social media accounts, Jennifer. Should dogs be allowed to go into restaurants? 800-510-8255. In Europe, you can bring your dog into the restaurant.
What kind of restaurant?
Any kind of restaurant.
Outdoor cafes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, no.
Really? Yeah, what's the difference?
Unless it's a seeing eye dog or, you know, service animal.
Or service dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really. 800-510-8255. Do you think that this is, what do they call eating outside? Dining al fresco, is that what it's called?
Yes.
When you eat outside?
Patios are okay.
Uh-huh. I remember
if you brought Charlotte to Ruth's Chris, I'd have to leave.
Why?
Charlotte
would be good.
She'd sit up to the table.
She'd sit under the table. No, she'd actually sit beside the table waiting for a piece of steak to drop or for somebody to give her a piece of steak.
She'd tour the broom.
Yeah, she would. I brought her into a restaurant in Tiffin. Those of you who listen to TTF, much to the chagrin, I forget who, I think Adam, who's one of the owners, was there. And there were a bunch of people who were meeting my friends, and they wanted to know about Charlotte. So I went out and got Charlotte and brought her in. And she ran around the restaurant, and a lot of people in there didn't know who I was and didn't know who Charlotte was. But she was in there for a little while saying hi. And then I brought her back outside and put her in the car. Adam didn't... Well, he didn't really say anything that was negative. He just said, he looked at me and sort of... I think my pal Troja was with us, Jennifer, on that deal.
What a lucky guy that Jimmy is.
Yeah. But anyway, everybody loved Charlotte, and so it was fine. No big deal. So what do you think about your town or city allowing restaurant owners to apply for a variance that would permit people to bring their canine companions into the dining areas? Most people would say what Jennifer just said. Outdoor dining areas, swell. I remember being in a restaurant. I think it was in England, but I'm not sure. It may have been in Israel. I just remember where the restaurant was, on the side of a hill. I went into the restaurant and ordered dinner, and I looked around, there were a bunch of dogs in the restaurant, and people were bringing their dogs in. They were well-behaved. They were fine. I thought it was cool, frankly. And so some board of healths, though, are not happy about this. They say there should be a no-dog policy because dogs are dirty. Really? Dogs are dirty. Who wants to bring that one and shop it around?
I don't know if dogs are dirty, but what I wouldn't want to see as I'm biting into my filet is a little poopster on the carpeting. You know?
Well, but the dog has to be trained. Why would somebody allow a dog to poop inside a restaurant. I don't get that.
Sometimes, especially with little dogs, you don't have much control.
Uh-huh.
You know, they just kind of squirt, drop as they please.
So that's what they, if you keep the dog in the house, the dog's not trained, just goes and squirts and poops everywhere in the house.
Well, they have those pooping pads, which are very similar to carpeting, I think. I don't know if dogs can tell the difference when they have to go.
800-510-8255. I wouldn't want to bring my cow into a restaurant.
Oh. Okay, especially because then how are you supposed to eat steak looking at a cow? I would throw up 10 times.
Well, they probably don't want to eat steak. Yeah, thank you, Roberta. 800-510-8255. A question that has some value. That's all I'm doing is presenting ideas that have value and or merit or not. 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Heather at DougStephan.com. Rich at DougStephan.com. Here's today's TSA big story of the day. The TSA under fire for illegal profiling at Logan Airport in Boston. They've been trying to use profiling, apparently, as you dig around in their records. They say they want to improve their inefficient screening practices. That's the first truthful thing I've ever heard out of the TSA. We're inefficient. Wow. Things are improving. We are upset that people don't get what we're trying to do. Really? You're trying to save the country. I know that's what you're trying to do, folks at the TSA. And that's why you treat everybody, including toddlers and elderly Asian women, the same as likely terrorists. Right, the dark skinned, big nosed, Middle Eastern people between the age of 20 and 45. Those people, you're going to not profile them, but you're going to make sure that all the young kids who may have a bomb in their diapers, right? You got to make sure you get, and the old women who have bombs in their diapers too. You got to be careful about them.
Oh, we could go a couple ways with those comments there.
Am I wrong? That's what they... Remember the woman? Who was it? There was a granny that went through. I think she had a diaper on, and they made her take it off.
I remember that,
pretty recently,
that's
as a matter
awful.
Of fact.
That's humiliation.
Of course it is. Ridiculous. Anyway, the TSA admits to being unfair and inefficient. 800-510-8255.
It's the first step to recovery, I think.
The TSA's
admitting
first attempt at ethnic profiling revealed by the disclosure of the TSA's procedures manual, which now has been made public, showing that the agency is indirectly profiling on the basis of religion by selecting for secondary screening all passengers from 14 different countries, including two communist nations. All of them have large Muslim populations. So here's what happens, apparently. If you're from any of these Middle Eastern countries and you show up with your passport, you get checked out by the TSA. The guy out front, the screener who stamps your ticket, okay to proceed, somehow or other has a magic... They put something on the ticket, or somehow or other they know where you're from, and they have you... the other day when I went through the TSA, when I went through the screener, a bell went off, and I thought it was because I had something, and I thought, nah, I haven't got anything in my... Why would the bell go off? You've been selected, sir. You're the lucky winner of an extra special check by the TSA to make sure...
Lonely.
So they take that thing that they stick in to find out if you got drugs or any kind of bomb residue on your hands. And I don't use commercial fertilizer, but I know some farmer friends of mine who do, who have been taken aside because that can leave a residue on your clothes or your hands. And, you know, that's what shows up on the thing. This guy takes that little wand and sticks it in my pants on the waistband.
Did you say thank you?
What are you laughing at, McFadden?
Got one, thanks.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So I just want to update you. I think that the TSA may be coming around. I'm trying to...
That's very positive of you, because they're not your favorites.
They are not.
I will tell you, at least at Dulles... I have had very pleasant experiences, nice personalities, very friendly. So they've been nice. I wouldn't say that they're efficient, but very nice.
Good. All right. Well, anyway.
But you're right. Orlando is still
awful. All right. So that's today's TSA news. I've contributed. Jennifer's got television news to contribute. Heather, what do you have to contribute
My smile.
Oh, perfect. That's it. Radio
it's
smile.
Radio smile. That's
Richie,
right.
What do you have to contribute?
Not a whole lot, but I'm working
really?
On it.
Oh, that's great.
I'm hopeful that I'll have something.
Good thing, Jennifer, you and I are here.
That's right.
One way or another.
We're prepped.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, prepping you for the day at 17 past the hour.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do you do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Hi, Doug. Oh, hi, Rich. How are you doing?
You can go.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Hey.
Here.
How you doing?
Yeah.
All right.
How you doing?
The new Webster's Collegiate Dictionary has
my Facebook post yesterday.
F-bomb in it.
Right.
Terms
and
like
not the F-bomb, just F-bomb.
F. Right. Bomb. Right. It doesn't have the actual word. Doesn't have the F
word?
Word. It has the F. The word
it does
is
have
the F
word.
No, it's F-bomb.
We used to look it up as a kid.
I know.
In
really?
Addition to.
Bad words.
Yeah. All right. So there's also sexting
right.
in there. This is the word. Why are you playing this?
You don't like that one?
No. I
don't
like that one. Yesterday you played it too much. This is much better.
This is the theme to Knight Rider.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't this Knight Rider?
Kit?
Yeah. Right, anyway.
David Hasselhoff.
It's when we need him. 21 after on good day.
Hasselhoff.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever, See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Oh, you want Jewel?
Yeah, I wanted to have Jewel on. I like
okay.
Yodeling.
That was when we had Jewel on the show, and we start the show at 6.5 or 7 minutes past each hour, and we had Jewel from the top of the hour at 0 minutes past the hour till 9 past, so that gave us a full 90 seconds. So this I wanted Jewel, so we were going to talk to Jewel, and this was the extent of what she got to say on the show. So in that 90 seconds, we found out what a wonderful yodeler she is.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, so something else that's cool today, DougStephan.com is our video of the day. This is Julia Child's birthday. She'd have been 100 if she had lived. And in order to celebrate that, the folks at PBS have made a remix video of Julia, auto-tuning her so that her cooking becomes a song.
Oh, no.
The song is called Keep On Cooking. We have the video. Here's the audio from the video of the day.
A great chef. Well, training and technique, of course, plus a great love of food, a generous personality, and the ability to invent hot chocolate truffles.
Meltingly addictive hot chocolate truffles. It's all that creamy chocolate filling that are rolled and fresh.
Great.
Let's add another piece. As long as the dough is relaxed, it's ready to roll. Ready to roll.
Let's add another piece.
Fold and fall. Ready to roll. Ready to roll. Freshness is essential. That makes all the difference. All the difference. I like to smell something cooking. Makes me feel it. This is what good cooking is all about. This is what good cooking is all about.
This is awesome.
Uh-huh. That's right, the video of the day today, Richie, at DougStephan.com.
It's going to be my new tagline. As long as the dough's relaxed, it's ready to roll.
And the sweet topping. All on that crispy pastry. Ooh. If
can't define these in a recipe. You can only know them. By knowing how the food should taste. A blend of oil, fresh lime juice, pressed ginger, and fish sauce. You need some fat in your diet, or your body can't process your vitamins. Freshness is essential. That makes all the difference. I like to smell something cooking. Makes me feel it. Bring on the roasted potatoes. Bring on the borscht. This is what good cooking is all about. This is what good cooking is all about. Cooking, cooking, keep on cooking.
As same as reaching for our visit with Chef Louie on Friday, man.
Okay, Julia Child was classic.
Yeah,
we all acknowledge that. But for somebody to be able to sit down and put this
all
together,
yeah,
that's talent.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, it's you know, forget the video editing. It's very good. You have to go see this.
Yeah.
But to be able to tune her like this, and a lot of it's done with programs and everything.
Yeah.
We have some of them here.
Yeah.
But still, it's an amazing thing to see.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, coming up, a 2020 quiz on capitals. I'm going to give you the name of a country, and I'm going to ask you to come up with the capital of the country. That's pretty easy to do, right? Stand by for that. I was going to ask you to define F-bomb. I'm not going to do that.
Can't do that.
No, of course not. But we are going to study the capitals coming up next, plus our television report here on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-260-5460. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-260-5460. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Activity here weather-wise.
We can hear it.
Well, that's a great thing about having a studio that isn't necessarily soundproof. You get all of the things that are going on.
Background noise.
Yeah.
Ambiance.
Right. It makes things more.
Sounds like a big old storm you got going on
there.
Yeah.
Now we have a pretty good storm coming across here. There's one. This will last a few more minutes, and then it'll calm down for about 40, 45 minutes. That is something I love. Checking weather online. You can watch exactly what's going on.
Yeah,
I do like that benefit from the world of satellites. If you listen carefully, you can hear Charlotte panting.
I can hear her panting right now.
Her
little legs are quivering.
When we had our derecho here that came through and just knocked out power to millions and everything, people were livid at the radio stations that were saying, the news stations that were saying, you know, check us out online. And they're like, we have no power.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, they were talking to the people who obviously had power and wanted to kind of check updates and whatever was going on. But people were screaming at the radios because of the technology. Yeah. I have an iPhone. I can check their website and listen to them on my iPhone. But if you're sitting at home with your computer, you're out of luck.
Yeah. Right. All right. So we'll try to make your luck better. Television report, Queen of Cheap is off today and tomorrow. I think she's back on Friday, isn't she, Roberta?
Yes.
If I remember correctly? Yeah, right.
That's what I heard.
We have things to check out here. I'm going to go to some of your email, doug@dougstefan.com. There's a new reality show called Stars Earn Stripes. Jennifer's going to update us on that. And you want to do it now? Oh, you're doing the email now.
I thought you wanted the email.
Well, I want to do a 2020
that's right. Okay.
Quiz. All right, then we'll do the email, if that's okay with you, Richie.
Sure.
All right, for a swell prize, 800-510-8255, name the capital of Morocco. This is just to inform you about what's going on elsewhere in the world. Our deal here is to keep you up and aware and awake. And so those of you who know anything about, I was in Morocco, I don't remember how long ago it was. Was that with you? Do you remember when we were in Morocco? Was that before
yes,
you?
Yes, yeah, okay. I do remember. I would have never gotten this.
You would not have gotten it.
Yes.
But you look it up, that's the idea.
People are going to guess the infamous wrong city.
Right, that's the idea. There are five cities that, there are among five major cities in Morocco. There's
I like
one
their food.
I know. I know most of the major cities in Morocco, except for the capital.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go, Richie. 800. It was the least impressive of the five cities that I visited while I was in Morocco. It was the least impressive of all of them. But I do remember what the king's palace looked like, and it was extraordinary. Everything is about the king. Morocco is a kingdom, and the king and his family control it extraordinarily well, shall we say. And it probably wouldn't fall into the same category as a lot of this is in northern Africa. It's actually northwestern Africa. Off the coast of Spain, easy to get to, and it doesn't have the same problems that a lot of other countries either.
What water
in the Middle
is that
East,
that on?
What water is it? It would be on the Mediterranean part of it, and part of it on the Atlantic, the Mid-Atlantic.
Oh, there it is, right below Spain and Portugal. I
just said that. Hello.
Yeah.
800.
No.
There's an echo in
ah,
here.
The Strait of Gibraltar.
800. Right, good going, Richie. But see, that's why I do this, because it... I just said that.
Okay. I thought you said the Mediterranean.
Now, it is. The Mediterranean on the north, on the other side of the Straits of Gibraltar, is the Mediterranean Sea. And so part of the coastline of Morocco is on the Mediterranean Sea, and part of it is on the Atlantic Ocean. See? See? See?
See?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. 800-510-8255. So you're just looking for the capital of Morocco. It's a good conversation starter, and those of you who like to travel, you might want to go there. Very interesting people, very pro-West. The king is very pro-America, and he's done a lot of good in trying to broker deals between Midwestern countries that were a problem and the United States and or the West. And I remember one story that I learned. I flew to Morocco on a 747, and it turned out this was during the Clinton administration, and there was a big problem, and I'm trying to remember what country. There was a really serious problem with one, you know, it's the same old story. It may have been, I don't think it was Syria. It may have been Lebanon. I don't know. But at any rate, the king of Morocco had a very close relationship with the leader of this country that was a problem. And so, and Bill Clinton was trying to work things out. Warren Christopher, Secretary of State, and they were trying to make a deal happen so there wouldn't be, you know, a big problem. And again, I don't remember what the problem was. What I do remember is that the plane at the time cost $192 million, a Boeing 747. And the king of Morocco had bought the plane for himself. But it was converted. When the king wanted to go somewhere, they'd take all the seats out and make it the king's plane. When the king wasn't using it, they filled it up with seats, and they used it to go New York, the capital, and I'm not going to give you what the name of it is because that gives it away. And so that's how I flew over there. And the story from one of the people that worked for the State Department was, after this deal had been successfully brokered by the king, Bill Clinton and the United States government's thanks to the king of Morocco was to forgive the note, because Boeing was holding the note on the plane, and we paid it off.
That was nice of him.
Basically gave him a 747 in thanks for them fixing whatever the problem was with this Middle Eastern despot. That's the way it works. So I always found that stuff. But that goes on all the time. Import-Export Bank, which is an arm of basically helping businesses work in our country, holds most of the notes for Boeing planes. Did you know that? Boeing is the number one, in terms of dollars, Boeing is the number one export in this country. Boeing, in terms of dollars and cents, we export more in dollars and cents because of planes that are sold to other countries, and most of them are financed by the Export-Import Bank, not by Boeing. And the XM Bank was just told to forgive the note, and that was the end of it. Goes away, poof, like that, and you got yourself, hey, the prize for today is a Boeing 747. Hooray! All right, anyway, so that's that story. 800-510-8255. Let's get the capital here. This is very interesting. Look at all these people. Shall we try the West Coast, the East Coast, or the Midwest? Richie, what do you say?
Let's go West Coast.
West Coast. Steve's in Aberdeen, Washington. Steve, good morning. Welcome to Good Day. How are you, sir?
Good.
That's good. What's the capital of Morocco?
I think it's Rabat.
Rabat is the correct answer. Ever been there? Where'd he go?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. I know you're there. I was just wondering if you ever went over to Morocco.
I never have been to Morocco.
Have any desire to go to Morocco?
Not with the current tension over there.
No, okay. That's too bad, because I had a free round trip for you and your wife to go to Morocco. Aww. But you said you don't want to go.
Oh, I doubt that.
You doubt that? You doubt my word?
How
dare you,
Steve? Handyman magazine.
Exactly.
I'll go to Spain, though.
Yeah, really?
Ooh, nice.
What's the Three Dog Night song about Spain, Richie?
You've never been to heaven.
Yeah. That's the closest I'll get you to Spain, is playing the Three Dog Night version of that song. All right, but it's actually, Spain's an interesting country. It's interesting in that it's beautiful. It is crazy because it is run by some really nutbird union people. Unemployment in Spain at time hits 40%. The unions have a stranglehold on the country for whatever the reason. There aren't a lot of... It's interesting. I found Spain to be a lot like Italy, except the government of Spain is much more stable. Governments in Italy come and go like the wind.
Oh, yeah.
But in Spain... And Spain is a difficult country to understand in that... Why would they keep the political structure when there's so much unemployment? It's just really pretty strange.
My wife's cousins live in the Canary Islands, and we plan on going there next summer.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah, oh, it's absolutely. Portugal and Spain are two of the most beautiful places on the planet.
I didn't know you'd been to Portugal.
I have been just on the edge of Portugal, but
really?
I know from friends of mine who had a friend that had a home over there, and said it was marvelous.
What country have you not been to that you would like to go to?
Brazil.
Why have you never been to Brazil?
I've never been south of Venezuela, actually.
Really?
Yeah, never have been south of Venezuela. I haven't been to Australia. I want to go.
Fernando or the country?
Very good, Jeff. All right, Steve, we're going to give you a swell prize. Hold on just a second. Appreciate it. What could he have won? Heather, tell the gentleman what he could have won.
This gentleman could have won Reader's Digest, Taste of Home, or Handyman subscriptions, or your lovely Doug Steffen Good Day paraphernalia.
Good choice of Doug Steffen paraphernalia. A really swell prize, however, no matter.
Very swell.
How you look at it. All right, and speaking of swell, Jennifer gives us the final totals for NBC with the London Games. Now, we also have
a lot.
Exactly. There is this controversy over Stars Earn Stripes. In fact, our poll today at DougSteffen.com, which I'll go over with you in a second, is all about that. Jennifer has the story for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberen program. That's because Amberen focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberen program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Now 13 and a half for the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with the story of Stars Earn Stripes. I thought, let me just for a second, Jennifer, I've been pretty good about not hijacking your broadcast.
You were great yesterday,
Yeah. The moderators for the presidential debates have been announced.
Yes, I actually have those.
All right, so you can do that. All right, that's fine.
I have to find the story. It wasn't one of my leads.
No, it wasn't a lead either. I just I thought it was a good intro.
It was Candy.
Candy Crowley. That was the story of the first woman to moderate a presidential debate since 1992.
That's kind of cool.
And it bothers me that they, again, separate out women and men. Are they good? Then they ought to be judged on their being good, not whether they're men or women. However... anyway, having said that, you can give us that info. But I think there's a lot of hooch around the Stars Earn Stripes story.
Yeah,
is there not?
You know, it's already premiered on NBC, and man, the bump that they got from the Olympics is gone. I mean, it was like that. Stars Earn Stripes is not doing well in the ratings at all, and it's just started out at the gate. But there's more trouble ahead for them because Desmond Tutu, the Archbishop, and eight other Nobel Peace Prize winners are protesting the show because they think that the celebrities that the idea behind it is that celebrities participate in simulated military challenges.
Yeah.
So the group of archbishops claims that it glorifies war and armed violence. NBC, on the other hand, says it pays a homage to the men and women who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces and the first responder services. But the group, back again, argues that the program says it's not paying anybody any glory. All it's doing is just making us more desensitized to war, yada, yada, yada. So... not this show will actually even stick around because the ratings are so bad and because the protest is really gaining momentum about glorification of violence. It'll be interesting to see if it actually sticks out for its full run.
I find Desmond Tutu. I have used the word despicable to describe him in the past. He's a $3 bill, complete phony. He cut out of the same book as Al Sharpton, as far as I'm concerned. However, having said that, I think their point is well made. I think from what I have seen and read, I'm just looking at a clip of this, as a matter of fact, celebrities participating in simulated military challenges. I think that we have, I agree with them, we have too much of this violence, too much focus on making war for what purpose. Our poll today, by the way, at DougSteffen.com, what do you think of this show, Stars Earn Stripes, pitting celebrities against each other in these military-themed competitions? A, is this a real show? I thought it was a joke. B, that's awful, making war look like a game show. C, it's in bad taste. D, not a big deal, the Kardashians are worse. E, I think it's a good idea, gives us a glimpse of how difficult it really is. And F, it's a great idea, everybody ought to know what it takes to serve. You're not going to get that by looking at this foolishness.
And we'll be able to ask one of the contestants on Monday. We're going to have Peekaboo Street on, who's a contestant.
Oh, good. So we'll find out the whole story.
I have great regard for her, so it'll be interesting to see what the story is. But that, the whole idea, the story behind the story, you can get in detail at DougSteffen.com. It is not harmless fun by any stretch of the imagination.
I think the one positive is it does show how much work you do have to be when you go through military training. That's the one positive.
That's fine. Yeah. But is this the way? Is this the ambiance? There's plenty of that on the military channel, and people maybe more ought to watch the military channel to get that story, not some stupid reality show.
Unfortunately, they're watching the reality shows.
Hey, and Ryan Lochte, Olympic swimmer, going to the 90210 zip code.
Uh-oh.
51 after.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Three after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now we have the pleasure of Warren Eckstein's company. Warren is the host of The Pet Show, which is one of those shows that's appointment radio if there ever was appointment radio or ever is. Listening to The Pet Show is something that millions of people every weekend, they set their clock. It's when the bell goes off. Anyway, here's what it sounds like at Warren's house when the bell goes off. Okay, time to get up and get on the radio.
And then a bunch of barking.
Yeah, right. Oh, all right. So we have a very bad electrical storm going through where I am on the farm, Warren.
Yeah.
You can remember some of those when your days on the farm in upstate New York.
I'm in Arizona now. It's monsoon season. I know where you're coming from.
Yeah. So Charlotte is very upset. Charlotte is doesn't like lightning, doesn't like thunder, doesn't like a lot of noise. And so I always... As a matter of fact, I think you and I talked about having this company that makes these wraps for dogs to make them feel more secure in a time like this. I never quite understood how those worked, even though they sent me a couple of them, and I'd be darned if I could find them, because I wanted to put them on.
Oh, you're talking about the Thunder Shirt.
Yeah, that's what it's called, the Thunder Shirt. Thank you, Jennifer. How do those work, Warren? What makes the dog feel more secure when wearing one of those?
First of all, let's take the premise that it does make the dog feel more secure, okay?
Because I've
heard pros and cons.
Really?
I've had thousands of listeners that have used them. Some people swear by them. Some people swear at them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But here's what it does is it works by pushing certain pressure points on the dog's body that release the endorphins, which supposedly makes the dog feel better. But here's the bottom line, okay? If you want to learn how to read, learn the alphabet. If you have a dog with a problem, a dog that's afraid of something, Get the dog over
it. It's great sayings.
Warrenisms, they're called. Let me tell you what I do, okay?
Yep.
My dog, when I first got him, was terrified of thunder and lightning. And this goes for any dog out there that has any fear. I write about this in the book. It's called Noise Phobias. What you need to do is desensitize or count the condition of the dog so that when a thunderstorm or rain comes, instead of being afraid of it, he thinks it's the greatest thing that ever happened since the invention of kibble. So what I've done with my dogs and what I've recommended over the years that's been very successful is to download the sound of a thunderstorm. It's available on many, many different sites online. Play it at a gradual volume at night when you're watching Seinfeld with your dog and massaging the dog. You play it barely audible. Over a period of months, you increase it gradually. Always when a positive situation occurs, that's called counter conditioning. Now, in some cases, the dogs are really fearful, not so much of the sound of the thunder, but they feel the change in the atmospheric pressure. So what I do is I always have a separate pile of toys that only come out when there's a storm coming, so they associate the storm again with positive things. And one more thing.
Yeah.
There have been times in my career where I've had dogs that were so sensitive to rain that not only would I play the recording at a low volume, but I would actually go on the roof of a client's home with a hose, a garden hose, to simulate what rain would sound like. So there are ways to resolve the problem rather than just cover up. Everyone's looking for a way to cover up or mask a problem. I'm from the old school. If your dog's afraid of this or your kid's afraid of the dog, teach him there's nothing to be afraid of.
How sweet is that?
Quick answer.
Speaking of being afraid, Warren, you know, we just recently had to put my dog down, and one of the great things I loved about having a 65-pound dog sleeping at the front door was just you never had to worry. If anything was going on outside, he'd let you know. We just went to visit my wife's family in Bogota, and the security system that they have at their house outside the city of Bogota, kind of in a remote farm area, is two Rottweilers, a 65-pound lab, and then inside the house is a pug. And the Rottweilers in the lab live outside, and they sleep at the front door of this house. And they were the friendliest, sweetest dogs. I couldn't imagine them ever eating anybody, but I'm sure if their job got to it, that they would take care of business.
You know, it's interesting that you're saying that because, you know, my career over the years training dogs in military and police departments, protection dogs and guard dogs are what I do. So when people call me up and they say, Warren, how can I make my dog protective or should I have my dog trained to be a guard dog? I say exactly what they're doing in Bogota. What they're doing, very simple. If you have a dog and you treat that dog properly and that dog loves you, it needs no formal training to protect you if, heaven forbid, something happens. It's all in the instinctive behavior. We hear it all the time. Mm-hmm. Dog saving this, dog saving that. It's instinct. If the dog feels something is wrong. And one more thing. When in doubt, trust your dog's instincts.
Yeah.
There's Charlie in the background. Charlie, you want to say hi to Warren?
Sweet dogs.
He's a great dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
But definitely Warren, intimidating.
Always good advice from Warren Eckstein, the man at the helm of the Pet Show. Check it out online. You can go to DougStephan.com, check on Warren's picture, and it'll bring you to his home page.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.